If man is tabula rasa, then was the id and all the research Sigmund Freud did untrue or completely wrong according to objectivism? Yes, it was. Could you give me the objectivist perspective of him? He is a distasteful recycling of earlier ideas. First of all, his idea of the tripartite division of the soul goes back to Plato. His id is Plato's appetites. The idea that man has an unconscious set of corruptions that he can't, that they're unconscious in their genesis, and he can't do anything but try to crush them down, that is Plato. Now you add, however, the Kantian element, namely, that according to Plato, you can still perceive and get knowledge objectively. But according to Kant, your mind is ruled by uncontrollable forces, forces that cut you off from objective reality altogether. The id pushes you one way and society pushes you another way, and your faculty of perception simply tries to establish some kind of a balance or middle ground between them. So it's a complete invalidation of man's mind and of his character. His ideas are inherently destructive. He is what I call a nihilist. The whole idea of a dynamic unconscious means an entity inside of us of which we are unaware, which rules us. And that is simply introjecting into man the medieval idea of a dynamic unknowable in the outside world. And to make that worse than religion, the ultimate driver is something wicked, something depraved, not even something that has a good purpose when we die. And plus, the only thing we have as a guide to values is our superego, which means the arbitrary moral feelings and injunctions of society around us. So it's just a horrendous hash of all the bad things combined to destroy everything essential about man, plus make it all vulgar and perverted by drawing sex over all aspects, and including every kind of perversity, including the desire to sleep with your mother, etc., as part of man's nature. You couldn't get a better example in psychology of nihilism if you tried.